Thursday, 17 September 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning in to the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry that is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in Acts chapter 4, and we'll be going into chapter 5, and then, God willing, we'll be going into Matthew chapter 20. Since there's much being said today about who should support who, and some people feeling like they have the privilege to live off the efforts of others, and again, we're not speaking about people who are disabled. We're not speaking about people who are not able to care for themselves, but we're speaking about able-bodied people that are living contrary to what the Scripture says. I read you on the last broadcast. It is clear that if any do not work, neither should they eat. Every man should work and eat of his labors. Well, you say, I can't get a job. Well, if you cannot, then I cannot certainly understand your predicament. But sometimes we could get a job. It's just not the job that we want. Now, it doesn't pay as much as we would like for it to pay. I have much more respect for a man who will work at whatever honest labor he can be involved in and take care of his family, even if he can't get a job that's commensurate with his talents. The Bible makes it clear that we should take care of our own. The Bible says, if any man provides not for his own, especially for them of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. This is not to try to put somebody on a guilt trip that is sincerely trying to take care of their families and not able to do so. But I do hope it will stir the hearts of any who are listening out there who could be doing something to take care of their families and their church and their country, and they are not doing so. Now, what the Spirit of God did when he came in this meeting, in this prayer meeting in Acts chapter 4 and verse 31, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. That was the first result. And the multitude of them that believed were one heart and soul. That's unity. That was the second result. Neither said any among them that ought of the things which he possessed with his own, but they had all things common. The generosity. They had unity. They were spirit-filled. They had boldness. They had unity. And they had generosity. The church did not come, by the way, and take what they had. That's communism. Their hearts were touched, and they wanted to use what they had to meet the needs of others. Now, here's a genuine situation where people who were capable of working, but they didn't have a job. Why? They were under persecution. And by the way, I think we're going to see that again. I know already people are losing jobs because they're not willing. For instance, magistrates, and I saw where one judge, thank God for that judge, he refused to perform an abomination. He refused to perform a wedding for that was unnatural between two people of the same sex. And of course, he's going to be in trouble. Many people are losing their jobs. Folks like that, certainly, we ought to try to help. We ought to try to do what we can. But here we have a situation where a man by the name of Joseph, he saw the great need. He had land. He went and sold it, and he brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. And because of his compassion, they nicknamed him. They gave him another name. That is, the Christians gave him another name. They named him Barnabas, which means the son of consolation. Now, when the people realized that Joseph had done this, and they called his name now Barnabas, there were some folks who evidently were impressed by this. They were impressed by the attention that Barnabas was getting, and their name was Ananias and Sapphira. Chapter 5, a continuation, of course, of this discourse. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being private to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. So these people, they saw the attention, I believe, that Barnabas had gotten. Well, they had some possessions also, and they sold them, and they came and brought a part of it and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now, as Peter is going to clarify, nothing was wrong with this. It was not wrong for them to bring a little bit or a whole lot or all of it, whatever they wanted to bring, but they are to be honest about this matter, honest with God. And this is where their dishonesty was what got them into trouble. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. Again, nothing wrong with Ananias and Sapphira just wanting to give a part of it, but they were implying that they were giving all of it, and therefore they were lying. And Peter makes this clear. And this is where I want you, if you can, slow down, stop if you can. Please pay attention. This is substantiating what I told you about when we were over in chapter 4, that this was not communism, this was charity. This was not being taken from any of the people, but rather it was a free will offering. And the Bible makes it clear here in verse 4 that while it remained in Ananias and Sapphira's possession, it was their own. While it remained, was it not thine own? Well, yes, of course it was. But the Bible says, and after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Now, what do you mean by that? He said, didn't you have a right to decide what you were going to give? It was in your power. Ananias, you didn't have to give anything. You could have given a little bit. You could have given some. You could have given a whole lot. But Ananias, what you did was you made it appear that you were doing the same thing that Barnabas did. You were making it appear that you were giving the price of the whole thing, the money that you got for the whole thing. Now, Peter then addresses the real problem here. He says, why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. Now, folks, here's a real lesson for us. God help us not to be pretenders. May the Lord help us never to pretend to be something we are not, and never to pretend that we are giving something that we are not. May we be honest. May we be upright. May we be translucent. May we never represent ourselves as doing something that we have not done and giving something that we have not given. It's evident that Ananias and Sapphira were not touched so much by compassion and by empathy for these who were in need, but they liked the attention, I believe, that Barnabas had gotten, and so they brought it, and they pretended, at least they gave the people reason to believe that they have given all of it, but they had kept back part of the price of the land. Again, they had that right. It was theirs, but they didn't have a right to keep it back and make it look like they had given the whole thing. The Bible says, whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And I'm telling you, in this pure and early church, there was a high price to be paid for lying. The Bible says in verse 5, and Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. He died. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men arose and wound him up and carried him out and buried him. And I'm not trying to sound like a worn-out record, but I want you again to understand. They didn't have to sell the land. It was theirs. They didn't have to give any of it. After they sold it, it was theirs. But when they did give it, they were to be honest in what they were giving and not give the appearance that they were giving something, that is, the total amount, when they were not doing so. And by the way, they were not lying to Peter and the other disciples. Peter makes that clear. He said, thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. This matter of giving to the Lord and being faithful with our financial stewardship, be it with financial or our time or our talents, is serious business with our Lord. God help us to always be honest and upright. May our Lord be pleased to make each of us a channel of his blessing. Please join us next broadcast if you can.